Hi, this is Pete Brown, and I'm here at Mix 10 with David Kelly. How are you doing, David?
Good. How are you?
How are you enjoying the conference?
The conference has been great.
Great, great. And now you have some crazy stuff here with you, so why don't you tell me a little bit about it?
Well, so this is part of a prototype for a retail experience project we're working on, where we would be able to take a retail space and replace like paper price tags with little touch screens with sensors built in, and you might have like a big display behind a bunch of products. And the idea is you'd go into the store, and even if you don't touch the price tags, like this little guy here, it'll respond to you even before you touch it. So if you stand there more than like a half second, it might transform visually, and it'll say something like "Touch me here to compare."
Interesting.
So when you touch it, you would see like a product slide across the wall and have a little comparison chart, and then it can follow you as you walk down the aisle on the wall, and you might touch another tag, and then it would slide in the product next to it and do a comparison.
So it's kind of like when I follow my kid down the aisle at Toys R Us, and we pass by all those little baby dolls, and they start doing weird, creepy cooing and crying stuff, only without all the creepy cooing and crying. Very interesting.
So the idea is to help engage customers with the products, make it interesting to play with.
Yeah.
You might do different things with highlighting the price or other aspects of making these digital price tags transformed into provide more information or to engage you somehow and get you more interested in the whatever the product is.
Very cool. So let's see how this works. So you've got a laptop here.
I have a laptop.
Got another screen. It's obviously a touch screen.
It's a USB touch monitor.
Yeah.
It's relatively brand new. There's still a little work in the drivers that I'm working with the company to hopefully get worked out.
Right. And what's this?
So this is an Arduino microcontroller. So you might use, there's a whole open source community about it. You can use in robotics for sensors and all kinds of other stuff. So there's several open source microcontroller boards that you can get and work with. And in this case, we've written a custom software on the Arduino to talk to this ultrasonic sensor to take measurements and then provide a freeze-dried array.
And so this is connected via USB just over to the laptop here?
It's a serial over USB. And in this case, I'm talking to COM port 14, I have a thread that runs in the background and pulls the controller every half a second to get measurement information.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, if we watch the screen here,
I'll start it up. And so the sensor has roughly a range of about 345 centimeters accurately, and it kind of maxes out after that. So the idea here is if it detects something, it can respond, and then as it gets closer, it can do different things.
Oh, very interesting.
So this software we have that kind of wrapped the controller to make sure we could get it working in WPF. I have another sample that is a little more sophisticated, although not as smart alecky as that one.
It was pretty tame. It's okay.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
So the next sample, this prototype, what it does is it runs it's a Silverlight user control that's being consumed in WPF. So when the WPF app starts on the computer, it detects there's a screen collection, and it spins up a window class that implements the Silverlight user control that exposes some custom events and properties and stuff so that the two can communicate. And then
so why do a Silverlight user control if you're already building a WPF application?
Because I'm a Silverlight MVP.
All right, good enough. And I see that we have for sale here the famous ASDF product.
Yeah, it's a text, and it was more to get the technology working, right?
Yeah.
So in this case, there's a thread monitoring the COM ports to pull the devices. In this case, you notice if we get under 20 centimeters, it changes color.
Okay.
And it's using the custom events. And
all you're doing here, let me back up a little bit so we can see how that works.
So you've got the sensors there. Yep. Very interesting.
And so the way it works is this could respond, and if someone actually touches it, then this thing can do something over here. And I started writing this kind of on Saturday, and I did the UI a little bit for this on the plane.
Yeah.
And this is, you know.
I'm sure that they were absolutely fine with this in security, right?
Actually, they were. They didn't really say a word about it.
Yay for security.
You know,
a bundle of wires, some random sensors, and a circuit board. Eh, nothing to see here. Move along.
Yeah, no worries. Ignore this.
Yeah, okay. So, you realize you're going to get the full body cavity search on the way back, so you better watch out.
But, you know, I'm not going to say anything because I don't want to incriminate myself.
Yeah, that would probably be good.
You know, maybe they want a demo. I'll do a demo for them.
That could be cool, too. You know, they used to make us power on our laptops when we went through security.
I remember that.
Yeah, and so everybody, so you're really efficient, right? Everybody's sitting there powering up Windows 2000 machines just to show that they could actually start up. It's like, yeah, or a minute and a half for each person, right?
Yeah, that, I'm glad we stopped that.
Yeah. Very cool. So this is really neat.
So yeah, that's my my retail experience demo I've been working on, and it's been a lot of fun.
So what are your plans for this?
So we're actually setting up a usability lab in Redmond, Washington, doing a lot of this kind of touch retail experience stuff inside of a lab that we can do studies on.
Yep.
To prove the technology, to see how we can take it. I'm actually talked with a Preemptive yesterday. They're interested in helping do some of the analytics and business intelligence stuff around this kind of touch retail experience environment, and we'll see where it goes.
Very cool. Well, thank you very much, David.
Thank you, Pete.